The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Could there finally be a solution to the stem cell debate? Or maybe a better question, does either side want there to be a solution to the stem cell debate? More after this for the American Jewish Committee. Here it is at last. Dr. Robert Lanza, medical director at Advanced Cell Technology, says his company can end a long-running debate. The new method involves using human embryos when they've grown to only 8 cells, but it doesn't kill them. Instead, researchers remove a single cell, which they then cajole into replicating itself. So the donor embryo remains alive, and scientists have their stem cells. Everybody wins. No more breathless fundraising letters from the left warning of a government in the grip of an anti-scientific theocracy. No more feverish fundraising letters from the right warning about embryocide. Even President Bush called it a step in the right direction. Debate over? Well, no. Glenn McGee is director of the Alden March Bioethics Institute. And indeed, it does not please the Catholic Church, which argues that the cell being removed could theoretically grow into a full human being. And even stem cell scientists aren't sold. They say that going to all that trouble to remove a single cell just so a tiny cell cluster can maintain the potential for life as it's refrozen makes no sense. And so, the passionate debate will rage on. Political action committees will continue raising money on both sides, and the nation's 400,000 frozen embryos will remain unadopted and very cold. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 24th, 2006.